Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Let's go.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Bingetown TV. This is Kathleen here with just my very favorite brother, Jimmy. Today, we're going to be chatting about the upcoming Netflix series, Cursed. Honestly, I know nothing about the show, so Jimmy will be our subject matter expert for the day. All I know is it's magical and fantastical, and we're in.
So here at Bingetown TV, we have a special place in our hearts for fantasy and sci-fi shows. And we're, like Kathleen said, we're excited to announce the next show we're going to be covering is a Netflix original, Cursed, coming out on July 17th, based on the book with the same name, created by Frank Miller and Tom Wheeler. Now, Kathleen said she hasn't really read the book. She doesn't know much about it. I don't know too much about Arthurian legend. I read up on it for this preview episode. And I am in the process of reading the book, and I do like it a lot so far. No spoilers. I'm not going to give any spoilers. But yeah, we do want to do a quick preview episode for the series. We talked to a couple Facebook fan groups of Cursed, Cursed on Netflix and Everything Cursed. We want to give them a shout because they got us interested too in doing this podcast. The way that we do it will be, we're going to do a Binge With Us series, it's called. And the way that it works is we take a show that's on Netflix, Amazon Prime, some kind of streaming show, and we take a batch of episodes. So say week one, we'll listen to or watch episodes 1 through 3. Then we'll give you guys a chance to watch it as well. And then we'll have a podcast episode covering those episodes 1 through 3. Then the next week we'll do 4 through 6, and so on and so on. Now, I don't know if that's exactly the way we're going to do it with the episodes for this. Pretty much the way we want to do is give you guys a couple episodes so you can watch for yourselves, and then we're going to talk about it. So, Kathleen, what do you got for this series? What are you thinking?
All right, so I read the book 13 Reasons Why, of course, like any other girl in this world, and season one was obviously the strongest, Katherine Langford being the lead. I think that she'll be fucking killer in this series. I think she'll be a great lead. Just some of the scenes from the trailer, her coming out of the water with the sword, I'm all for a badass feminist heroine. So, and you'll see that from a lot of the shows we watch or cover, The 100. I mean, I don't think Spartacus is like that.
Well, there are some strong female characters in Spartacus.
Definitely. Nice. I'm going to have to binge that with you guys.
There you go.
The episodes. But yeah, I'm confident she'll be good. Again, we don't know how this show's going to be. Jimmy can talk about how he liked the book or not, but I've seen it be compared to The Witcher and Thrones, and of course those are awesome, and when The Witcher comes back we're going to cover that as well. So I'm interested to see how the episodes are split up. Maybe every single episode warrants its own podcast episode, who's to say, or maybe we can chunk it like that. We're going to play it by ear. I think the gist is we'll binge at least the first 3 and then see how that goes, but we don't want to jump the gun and binge the whole thing. So
agreed. We definitely won't be binging the whole thing. We want to make it so that it's no spoilers for us and no spoilers for the listeners. That is a good point. We won't know until we watch at least the first couple episodes what we can do with, if we're going to batch it in chunks or if we're going to go episode by episode. But because it's Binge With Us, hopefully we can do a couple episodes at once, since that's the point of binging. But you know, we'll see. And I'm glad you brought up Katherine Langford already, because I was going to ask you, I know you have seen 13 Reasons Why and you already answered that question. She's the main character, and she is Nimue, her name is. Now, I saw her in Knives Out, Not a huge, character, but yeah, phenomenal movie.
Love that.
Yeah. So I know her from that, but otherwise, I didn't know her from 13 Reasons Why. I haven't seen that. So I'm glad that you like her in that, and she seems to be, and I mean, from what I've seen in the trailer, I like it a lot.
She's got star power for sure. And I mean, 13 Reasons Why is just kind of turned into absolute trash anyway. So I wouldn't fully blame it on her not being in it, because obviously in season one the whole premise is she had committed suicide, so she can't possibly be in the rest of the series. She was in some flashbacks and some hallucinations, and honestly I think the show lacked because of it. It was definitely missing her, so I'm excited for it. And also Devin Terrell, who is the main character who plays Arthur, is super hot, and the 1/7 of this podcast, the girl 7th, is really excited to watch him. He was Barack Obama on the Barack movie they did.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I was gonna say there's a couple others that we're gonna name from the cast that we know, but Devin Terrell, who's playing Arthur, I actually haven't seen him either. So I'm glad that you know that.
He's handsome. Of course I know
him. I can tell he's handsome, you know? I mean, the cool thing about, like, this show is that it's based on, like, an Arthurian legend. And the point of Arthurian legends is they're stories, but there are a lot of reimaginings. There's different ways to tell them. There's different versions of them. All, you know. So this is just its own reimagining of the story. But this is actually the first time that it's going to be through the eyes of a female character.
Love it.
Now, for the people who don't know fully, this isn't any kind of spoiler. You know, Catherine Langford gave it out in videos for promotions. It's on the, you know, the details for the Netflix. Nimue is the main character, but she's also the Lady of the Lake in the Arthurian legend, you know, and she's known, she has a lot of connections to King Arthur, obviously. She has connections to Merlin. You know, she's the one who gives King Arthur the Excalibur sword. And, you know, there's stories where she is romantically involved with Merlin. There's stories where she gives Merlin his powers. So, you know, no matter what the story is, she's always connected to those two characters. And it's another fun thing that Arthur isn't technically King Arthur right now. He's just a sellsword that, you know, she can tell that there's something special about him. But when she meets him, he's just a friendly guy helping her out. He's literally just a sellsword, hired sword, basically. That's it. You know, so that's why it's pretty interesting. And, you know, the other two characters, we have two big characters. Now, we have Merlin, who's played by Gustav Skarsgård. Now, for him, I've seen him. He's actually in Westworld. And for people who don't know, he's the leader of the Delos extraction team in season 2. So he's
Jim,
the one.
Jimbo Delos?
Is that
his
it?
First name? I forget.
I don't know, man. So, he's trying to do the cleanup season 2. He's one of the bads, I guess, if you want to say. And then he's also in Vikings. He's big in Vikings, which our father loves. So
our father.
Get him on the pod.
My favorite brother and also my favorite father.
There you go. we also have Peter Mullen. He's the Red Paladin leader. His name is Father Cardin, and he's pretty big right now. He's from Ozark and Westworld. We see him in season 2 and 3 of Westworld, correct? Or is it just 3? Yeah. But and we see him on the Netflix original Ozark. So the cool thing like about this show too is we just said it's interpreted through a female's eyes, Nimue, and it's not necessarily Excalibur, the sword, but it's the sword of power. And it's the tagline for this show is, what if the sword chose a queen? You know, like everyone always thinks of King Arthur, King Arthur, King Arthur. Well, now we're saying, what if the sword chose a queen?
Hell
and
yeah.
We know from the trailer, she's a freaking badass.
She's wielding that fucking sword.
She's wielding it. So, I mean, it's looking cool. I guess we could do like a quick, what do we know from the trailers? So, yeah, I'm halfway through the book. I'm not going to give any spoilers out from the book. Everything that I'm going to talk about is from the actual trailers that we know. So, most of the trailers that we have, they start with Nimue's village being burned down by the Red Paladins. And that's the Red Paladins are a religious fanatic group, and they're led by Father Cardin, Peter Mullen. who wants to rid the world of all magic. So, you know, Nimue's people. What'd you say?
Bastard.
Yeah, seriously, bastard, man.
We're being red paladins for Halloween.
Yeah, either that or you'd be Nimue, I'll be Arthur. But now that's
no, you can't. Are they love stories?
I'll be Merle.
Can't do that.
So like Nimue's people, they're magical. They have special abilities. In the trailer, she says magic flows through her people's veins. So I think it's pretty safe to say that the Red Paladins are going to be the antagonists of the show. Probably also an evil king, because they do talk a lot about if the sword is wielded by the king, he could take over. Like it can say that I'm the king of all kings if I have this powerful sword. So maybe there'll be an evil king, and definitely the Red Paladins are going to be a huge plot point, a huge antagonist for our girl Nimue.
And this is rated TV mature, right?
I believe so.
And that means we get cursing?
Yeah, I mean, just from what I know, at least from the books, I mean, usually with TV mature, I mean, it's pretty, like, I'm guessing with the sword fighting and the amount of gore, it'll be TV mature. I don't know about cursing. I didn't hear any in the trailers, but...
Is there any, like, sex in the book?
There's a little loving.
Okay.
In the trailer, there's a little loving. It looks
some
like
kissing.
Arthur and Nimue, yeah.
That's a spoiler, honestly.
Yeah, it's
sucking me in. But the main things, I mean, out of like this fantasy type show, which I know literally nothing about, I want good graphics, some like fantastical creatures, maybe great fight scenes. I need some choreographed hot fight scenes, and then some love scenes, sex scenes. What do we got? Something make it hot. Put some feelings in there. And that's it. That's all I can ask for. And I hope that we are pleasantly surprised by this, because I think we know nothing.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up The Witcher earlier, and I know people like were excited for The Witcher. It's a huge book series, big video game series. You know, Henry Cavill, you know, was the star, so obviously people knew it was going to be big. But I don't think people knew it was going to be as good as it was. You know, just because it was going to be a big series doesn't mean it was going to be a good series. And I'm hoping that this can follow in its footsteps.
Yeah, I agree. We already can't wait to talk about Witcher Season 2on this podcast. And I didn't know I was going to love Witcher like I loved Witcher. And I didn't know anything about the books or the video games or any type of Witcher backstory. So, again, I hope Curse rocks our world.
Yeah, I think the good thing about Cursed with the reimagining is literally with Arthurian, like we said, with Arthurian tales, they're all reimaginings. So you don't really need to know too much, you know, you just take this story as it is. I mean, I know that there are some fanatics for Arthurian lore that don't think necessarily that the book gets in enough detail. But I'm not worried about that. You know, that's not what we're worried about.
We're not historians.
Yeah, we want an entertainment. You know, just, and then going back to the trailer, a couple more things that happen that we know is the mother. So her mother gives her a package that she has to take to Merlin, you know, and Merlin's looks cool. He looks like he's going to be the man. So we'll see. And from a later scene in the trailer, we see that the sword is in the bag that the mom gives her. So Merlin actually says in the trailer, he has no magic, and apparently the sword took that magic from him. So I guess Merlin's plot point is going to be that he doesn't have magic right now. Maybe he'll meet up with our girl, and that sword will help him out.
Sure.
Now, I guess that the show is called Cursed, and the trailer says that the sword is cursed and corrupts all who wield it. I mean, you know, I read the book, so, I mean, I don't think this is much of a spoiler because you find out right in the very beginning, but Nimue is the village that she lives in. All of her people are magical, and for a specific reason besides the sword, they believe that she's cursed, and I know from the trailer that they're going to get to that part. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but they do get to that scene, so they will. So I think Curse is actually going to come in a couple times during the show. And then it always ends with some badass fight scenes with the sword. And what if the sword chooses a queen? You know, so let's go.
Let's go, baby. The sword should choose a queen.
It should. I agree. And I love, like, I mean, I'm ready to see Catherine Langford as the main character, see if she can pull off Nimue. Because Kathleen, I know, like you were saying, you like the strong female characters. She's like if she does it the right way, she's going to be the perfect female heroine. It's just like she's got Like, she's a badass. She's a little bit of a hothead, but she, like, and also, like, you know, so she doesn't take any shit, you know?
Love it. Gotta have a little bit of a temper. You gotta.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and then she's also, like, sometimes confident, but she also has a lot of stuff going on. So, you know, with her feelings, you know, she has a rocky childhood. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that can go into this character, and I'm excited to see it.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Well, I think we got through most of it. Anything else you want to talk about with this?
No. July 17th, it drops. So hopefully that week of the 20th, we'll have our first episode out already. We'll get on it. And if you guys have any supplemental Arthurian content you want us to read into, that will help us with the show. Send it our way.
And by the time this show comes out on July 17th, I'll be finished the book. The couple of the other hosts will be on their way to reading it. We'll be a lot more learned on everything going on, you know. So I'm excited. I'm excited to get going with this one. Like we said, fantasy's our thing. So it really seems like this show, like this is like a really good season one for series premiere.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just see how it goes, you know.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, great. Well, that's it for our special Curse preview show. Like we said, Curse debuts on Netflix on July 17th. We're going to be following Curse as a Binge With Us podcast series starting the week after it debuts. Like we said earlier, we'll most likely be covering episodes 1 through 3 during 1 week, 4 through 6 the next week, 7 through 9 the week after that, and finally end with a special standalone episode for the finale. And I will preface this with the fact that we have another series where we cover Spartacus. And we had a specific amount of episodes that we wanted to go through, and we got so passionate about it that we needed way more time, and we couldn't cover the amount of episodes in one podcast episode that we thought. So they changed up. So you guys will be updated, and we'll let you know as it goes on. But I feel like anything is more content, the better. So
hell yeah.
All right. Also, be sure to listen to our other weekly podcast series. We have another Binge With Us series covering the Starz shows Spartacus, Blood and Sand, and Gods of the Arena, and our weekly coverage of the CW show in its final season, The 100.
Woo!
All right.
Binge With Us.
Binge With Us, baby. Let's
Binge With Us, baby.